here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 17th of June, 2025. June 17th is World Croc Day. Crocodiles have been around for 240 million years. Crocodiles have powerful jaws with many conical teeth and short legs with clawed, webbed toes. They share a unique body form that allows the eyes, ears, and nostrils to be above the water surface while most of the animal is hidden below. Their tail is long and massive, and the skin is thick and plated. There are 14 species of crocodiles, which vary in lifespan between 35 to 75 years and considerably in size. The smallest, the dwarf crocodile, grows to an average of 4.9 feet in length and weighs 40 pounds. The largest crocodile is the saltwater crocodile, who is the world's largest reptile and can grow up to 23 feet in length, weighing 2,600 pounds. They inhabit the tropics of the Americas, Australia, Africa, and Asia. Europe and Antarctica are the only continents they don't natively live in. They play a vital role in keeping waterways clean and healthy for many other species. Crocodiles have highly developed vision, hearing, and smell, allowing them to probe their surroundings. Male crocodiles are known to defend their territory, and females are protective of their nest and hatchlings. Crocodiles are gentle and protective mothers. Their extremely powerful jaws are responsible for creating the strongest bite in the animal world. Crocodiles have the most acidic stomach of any vertebrate. This allows them to dissolve and digest bones, hooves, and horns or shells from their prey. Some birds, like the Egyptian plover, are known to clean the teeth of crocodiles. This is a classic example of the mutualistic relationship where both species benefit. The crocodile gets her teeth cleaned, preventing infections, and the bird gets a meal from the food scraps stuck in the crocodile's teeth. Some crocodile species are endangered and are protected in many parts of the world. They are poached and killed for their skins and meat, and some species are inhumanely and intensively farmed for their skins and meat. Each year, crocodiles are farmed and killed to be turned into non-essential luxury handbags, belts, and wallets. 3 to 4 crocodiles are killed for one Hermes handbag. The publication of Animals as Persons, Essays on the Abolition of Animal Exploitation by Gary Francione was on this day in 2008. A prominent and respected philosopher of animal rights law and ethical theory, Gary Francione is known for his criticism of animal welfare laws and regulations. His abolitionist theory of animal rights and his promotion of veganism and nonviolence are the baseline principles of the abolitionist movement. In this collection, Francione advances the most radical theory of animal rights to date. Unlike Peter Singer, Francione maintains that we cannot morally justify using animals under any circumstances. And unlike Tom Regan, Francione's theory applies to all sentient beings, not only to those who have more sophisticated cognitive abilities. The Vegan Society's podcast, The Vegan Pod, published their first episode on this day in 2020. The UK's oldest vegan charity, The Vegan Society, discusses timely issues from the vegan realm. Some of their provocative episode titles are, Should Vegans Only Date Other Vegans? Is It Cruel to Raise a Child Vegan? Is Extreme Activism Counterproductive to the Vegan Movement? Will a fully vegan world ever be possible? Love Hurts. Would you have a vegan wedding even if it meant losing guests? Do companion animals make vegans hypocrites? Can art be used as a form of vegan activism? Children's storybooks, advocates for animal compassion? And here is a poem for today, How Doth the Little Crocodile by Lewis Carroll. How doth the little crocodile improve his shining tail and pour the waters of the Nile on every golden scale? How cheerfully he seems to grin, how neatly spreads his claws and welcomes little fishes in with gently smiling jaws. How Doth the Little Crocodile by Lewis Carroll. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that crocodiles have a right to their lives and their skins.